welcome again to visualize the final program in the series. Later on, our studio guest is one of the most influential people steering Irish television into the 90s. That's the new director of TV programs on RT, Bob Collins. Also, we'll take a look at Ireland's first free university and a look at videos and their use in schools and music includes Freddie White. In a few minutes' time, we have an exclusive interview with U2 guitarist The Edge, who's co-written the music soundtrack for a new film called The Captive.
Now, what you're looking at there is an award for platinum sales for three U2 albums. That means over a million sales each of Under a Blood Red Sky, War, and The Unforgettable Fire. And it's just one reason why U2 are one of the most successful Irish exports of the 80s. Now, U2 have always had a very healthy attitude towards work and play, with all four individual members of the band involving themselves in various projects outside the band from time to time. Now, last Christmas, while we were all going yo-ho-ho on a bottle of turkey, The Edge, the guitarist with U2, he locked himself away in Windmill Lane Studios in Dublin to complete his contribution to the soundtrack of a new film called The Captive, way outside the boundaries of good old rock and roll. So we first asked The Edge how he got involved in the project.
It's always been one of our missions to get into movie soundtracks, and then it became really a bit naff because everybody was doing it, and so we kind of went off the idea. And what we didn't want to do was just do one track and just contribute like that, because that's not really. I mean, we've had.
I saw Bobby one of the U2 tracks on soundtrack playing at a party.
Yeah, probably was the last American version,
something like that.
Yeah, I think we were a bit short on money at the time. We needed a few bobs, so we agreed to let that happen. But that was a different situation. I actually were requesting the use of a track that had already been released, so it was slightly different.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to become involved in a movie on a kind of half-hearted level by just providing one track, which would then go on an album and just be a single. You know, that didn't interest us. What I wanted and what the rest of the band were interested in was doing the theme music, the background music for a movie, and getting into that, because it's a different feel altogether. And although we're quite good with atmospheres, we're definitely stretching us to do it for a specific film, a specific image. But I was the one that had the extra time on my hands. I don't know what the others were up to. I think they were on holidays. But I just decided that I was either going to do it now or I was never going to do it. So I decided I'd better.
When you were a kid growing up in Dublin, did you go to the cinema?
No, but then cinema was very boring when I was growing up. Really. I mean, there were some good films being made, but it was going through a very bad period. The 70s was really dead. And then Spielberg came on the scene and there was stuff like Jaws and all that. And then it started getting interesting again. So it's really in retrospect that I'm getting into Polanski and Tarkovsky and Orson Welles and people like that. But my interest initially was because of videos, because I, looking around at most bad videos, I thought they were really bad. And most films I saw, I also thought were very bad. Because I have an interest also in still photography. And I was trying to find a filmmaker who had the ability to create images with the strength of still photographs. And had a very good eye. And there just was nobody around who was making movies with that kind of sensibility. So when I discovered films like Cul-de-Sac by Polanski and the Orson Welles movies, suddenly, I mean, it was black and white, which helped again, because I think black and white is a medium, which were textural, it's a different thing to colour. Colour just portrays things, but black and white can be extremely creative in a way that I don't think colour can be. So when I discovered these movies, it was sort of revolutionary anyway. Changed my attitude to cinema, changed my attitude to videos, and it got me much more interested in being involved in movies. Cinema is different than music, because there's so many corrupting influences in making a movie. You start out, hopefully, or the director starts out with some sort of vision, but the chances of actually completing the film with that intact is very, very small. In recording, it's so much cheaper and so much quicker, and there's so relatively few people between the artist and the final product, in terms of, technicians, etc., that it's quite easy to start with an idea and see it right the way through intact. Working with Michael Brook, who collaborated with me on the music that I did in the studio, I learned a lot from working with him and from working in the cinema business itself. I learned a lot about the business, but also creatively about putting music to film.
Yeah. you mentioned for the cast of film, or even like in terms of the next year two album and the recording for that, I mean, do you have time at home, say, to get stuff together? Do you sort of have a room in the house or something where you're sort of locked away for a while before you bring it into the studio?
No. Well, we try and formalize writing. I mean, I know for a lot of groups, anything formal tends to freak them out. They think they're in a day job and a proper job. But for us, I think it's a good discipline. So we tend to try and almost, I mean, it's not 9 to 5. It's basically kind of like that. We put in basically 8 hours a day for about 5 days a week in songwriting. And generally we work together, but sometimes I might work alone. Like for the last couple of weeks, I've been working alone on material. And we just started on Monday. Adam and Larry came down. We started working out stuff. Bob and Susan, he's been away. He won't be back till Tuesday. Yeah. So it varies, you know.
Well, now that you've achieved this ambition of doing music for a movie, are there any other things you'd like to do outside you two? Are there any more movies you'd like to compose music for?
Time is always a problem. So I think I'd have to say a definite yes, but you two always come first. So we'll have to wait until the next time I've got a couple of months off. And hopefully, now that I've done one movie, it won't be such a struggle to find something of interest. I've already had about 6 or 7 scripts since the press about doing Captive, so with any luck, Tarkovsky will be ringing me up.
Okay, Jonathan, thanks for talking to me. You're right, the best luck with Captive.
Thank you.